Blog Talk Radio.
Are you there, Iva?
This is Kathleen.
Hey, good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. You're not coming through?
Okay, let me hang up and call in.
Yes, no, you're coming through. Hold on.
Oh. Okay, no.
Good morning.
Welcome, my man.
I was muted there. I was saying good morning, and welcome to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show.
Okay.
So we have in line with us, we have Pope Francis, that's Leon Francis, that is. We have Sister Kathleen, Sister Barbara, and those are the ones who I think can lead us in prayer here this morning. I can tell. Oh, already we have the PJ man on here alongside Cardinal Mills. We have much standing by also. But without any further ado, I think I'll, Leon, would you lead us in prayer? Then I'll have Sister Kathleen come on to just take it from there.
Okay, thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you for this wonderful day that you have given us. We pray that we'll continue to have similar conditions all over the world, Lord. We pray especially for the ones who are suffering as a result of the storms in the USA and the loss of lives, Lord. We pray for this show this morning. Hope that it go on without any interruptions, Lord. We pray especially for the ones who are struggling with ill health, Dr. Leroy Lashley and his daughter Lisa, Ellie Matt, Bubsy and Murchis Nisbet, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Ralston Otto, Elkomita Willard, Fillmore, and Mita Hallpike, Earl Stevens, and all the others who have not expressed their concerns, Lord. My dear sister Gabriel and my other brother Telbert. Lord, we thank you again. I hope the show will be blessed this morning. Bless hosts and all the ones who are participating. We pray especially for the loved ones of the dear departed soul, Willis Daniel, who passed his life on Tuesday evening, Lord. We just pray for his family and hope that all will be well with them. We pray for the show and let it be one to be remembered, especially host, Cardinal, all the others who participate, and we trust that it will be one that will be remembered. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Oh, I didn't know that our good friend passed on.
Yes, he passed on. I thought I shared it with you, but I did not. Goodness.
No.
Yes, he passed through the night peacefully in his sleep. And just, if you could allow me to, I'll just give the folks the, oh my goodness, he'll be buried on the, at least the funeral services will be on the 15th of July, so we'll give you more details
July?
As they come to hand. Not July, April. April.
Sure. I'm sure we'll expound it today and tomorrow, especially tomorrow, as she was an avid sports fan, cricket fan as well.
Yes, he was a man.
Well, I have a line with us here to Sister Kathleen. I want to welcome her back. She's been with us before, and she's rearing and ready to go. It's something that we can reverence and we can just take to the Lord. Of our Sister Barbara with us. But we'll go first to Sister Kathleen. Good morning, Sister Kathleen.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Well.
Good.
Yes,
another great day.
Yes, we're under rainy sky, but the flowers are blooming. The trees are turning green. Now, for the brown grass to be turned green, that's where we are at this point in our neck of the woods.
Yes.
Okay. So,
yes.
I know you always have
well,
something awful present, so you can go right on and go into it. And
okay. Well, I have an inspirational thought for today that the Lord gave me this week, and I think the audience would enjoy hearing it. It's from Psalm 34, verse 8, that says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him." What does the word taste mean? The word taste means to ingest, to take into the body by absorbing. Now, how do we taste and see that the Lord is good? Well, the Lord wants us to accept his truth. He wants us to feed on his word, to take shelter in his today. Blessed is the man and woman who confidently anticipates God's assistance. What is the question for the day that we should ask ourselves? How do we taste and see that the Lord is good? Well, when we rest in him, we will taste and see that the Lord is good. We will be able to absorb his word and experience his goodness. When we apply God's word, we learn that he is good. He's reliable. We learn all about his blessings, and we also experience his blessings of peace and happiness, protection, and favor. My prayer today is that everyone listening to you will hear the voice of the Lord in their spirit and do what the Lord is asking them to do, which is to taste and see that he is good. Lord, we thank you for your word that you have resonated in our hearts and minds today. I ask personally that you will help each and every person to relinquish their anxieties, their doubts, their fears, give all their cares to you so that they can rest in you and taste and see that you are good. Amen.
That's very good. Amen. Very, very good. That is very touching. And we're grateful for your presence, and we hope you do come a little more often, because you always bring something to the fore. And with you, we have Sister Barbara. She's the one who introduced you to the show, so I'm sure she would want to say, and I know once she comes to, she's going to bring something about the Lord. Good morning, my darling wife, Barbara.
Hi, good morning to everybody. Good morning, honey. Good morning, Sister Kathleen. That was truly, very inspirational, very touching, as Iva said. Yes, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. That was beautiful, very good. So good morning to everybody under the sound of our voices. And I just want to, I can't add too much more than what Sister Kathleen said, but I just want to go ahead and say that today we just want to thank our Heavenly Father for his word. And truly, if we taste and see that the Lord is good, he is wonderful. He's good. All right, Sister Kathleen, you can go ahead.
Well, I'm finished, other than to say that the Lord blesses us each and every day, and he wants us to rest in his peace that surpasses all understanding.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, very good. Right. Sister Donna from over there in New York, so she's going to tell us what's happening in her neck of the woods. Morning, Donna. Donna B., good morning. Okay, Donna is playing the first All Fools Day joke on me here now. Aha, Donna, you got me in that one. I think you're muted somewhere along the line. Where is Toph? How did that happen? She did drop off. Okay, well, I want to say a pleasant good morning to Dennis Heath, who is over there in Southern California, and he is in his PJs. I'm going to check in to see if he's in short pants, long sleeve, or what have you. So I know it's All Fool's Day, so let's see if he's going to fool me, because Donna just fooled me. She was on with us, and she bumped off. But Dennis, I heard that you're in your robe. No PJs today. Is it that so? Good morning.
Good morning, Iva. Good morning to your listeners, wherever they may be. Just to let you know, it is long, long pants and robe this morning. It is still a little chilly out here, and the sun is nowhere near up at this time of the morning. So I have to wrap up and keep myself in a comfortable position.
Okay. Well, we hear that. Hope you stay for the duration. It's All Fool's Day, so I'm asking you to keep your wits about you, because somebody's going to try to get you, maybe even on the show. So keep your awareness up and about, because you never know. You never know. It's the entertainment show. Well, folks, you know, until when we get done again, and Mertrees, they're lurking over there in New York, that city that's so big, they have to name it twice. New York, New York. Again, folks, this is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, and we're going to be here until high noon. But let me briefly talk a little bit and just get some amazing grace while I try to get Donna and Mertrees.
Ooh. I gave you a second chance to fool me for the first time.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Fine and dandy.
Fine and dandy. So what's happening over there in the Twin City over in New York, New York? We're under rainy skies here in Georgia.
New York, we're in the 50s this morning, not too bad this morning.
Oh, okay. Good.
And, yep.
All right, very good.
Watching
well,
a little, watching, and I'm also watching a little of the IPL as we speak.
Yeah, we'll get into some of that sports time. Let me just go ahead and give the activity for the day, because, you know, we're not going to take too much time away from the inspirational portion. That's for the first hour. So we go until 10 o'clock, try to get something to inspire you. Hopefully we would have started already. We had Leon and Sister Kathleen and Barbara with some words of prayer of reverence to start off with. And that is enough to inspire you, but we never stop there. We always go until 10 o'clock to bring you at least something musically, whether it's way of something audible, to make sure that we can inspire you. And at 10 o'clock, well, we have sports, and we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. And that comes to you from my Ruby son, that is Mr. Audley Watson. Antigua K comes your way at 10:45. Colonel comes in to greet his special fans. And half the time, we wait up to see if he will forget one of his fans, but he says he has an excuse now. In case he forgets the fan, it means they were bumped from being special to just regular. And we haven't heard from Mertz as yet, so we hope that everything's okay with her. She normally reports to us and tell us what's going on with Mama Bob Z over there. We always look out for our loved ones. So I'm sure she will be with us before the inspirational portion is done. This inspirational portion always dedicates to Kathleen over there in the Virgin Islands. She listens to the entire show, but this is her favorite part of the show. So 11 o'clock, of course, we will have an open line type where we will discuss things that are relevant. But today we might take it a little further, because it is All Fool's Day. Somebody's going to try to get somebody. But now, let's see if we can just inspire you with this one. I love this one. Adrian Cunningham.
Ah, yes, God. I needed someone who could take away the emptiness inside. I turn away when friends would tell me I should come to you and surrender all my life. My life was reckless till I obeyed them and find a church that I could go to set me free. It was at the altar I cried, Lord, save me. I felt the burden slowly lifting off my life. My life was lost without you. Every time I think I'm better, I get worse. Oh, dear Jesus, I need your help, Lord. Don't you ever turn away and let I look to always let me down. I remember you. knocking at my door. Oh, I wonder, where are you, Lord, when the devil seems to knock me on the floor. Now I see, Lord, I've got the victory.
Your goodness
build beautifully done. Folks, you are in the segment of the inspirational portion. Hopefully, you're being inspired by what I've gone through so far. Well, like you know, today being Saturday, we're here every Saturday on the Caribbean Global Voices. And for those who are not hearing us live, they can always go back into the archives and retrieve what they would have missed. Well, we can be more thankful. There is a super being that we know to be God, so we can give praise and thanks. Lord, you deserve the glory, the honor, and the praise, for you alone are worthy, worthy to be praised and adored. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thanks for waking us up this morning as we come to the end of another week. Your precious Son, upon whom our sins were laid and were covered with his blood. Father, again, we thank you for this day. Let's go across the bridge. Jim Reeves.
I have lived a life of sin in this world I'm living in. I have done forbidden things I shouldn't do. I ask a beggar along the way if he could tell me where to stay, where I could find real happiness and love that's true. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again. Follow the footsteps of the King till you hear the voices ring. They'll be singing out the glory of the land. The River Jordan will be near. The sound of trumpets you will hear, and you'll behold the most precious place ever known to man. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine again.
Across the bridge, Jim Reeves, man. Anybody who would have born in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, Jim Reeves. But we can't have one. We just have to have at least two of Jim Reeves. Take my hand.
When my way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. All done, and my race here is run. Let me see by the light thou hast shown that fair city so bright, where the lamp is the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I'm weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
I've got to tell you, all my burdens, all my cares, I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He promised to help me. He ever loved and cared for His own, entered and tried, need a great Savior, one who can help my burdens to bear. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Be all my cares and sorrow.
I must tell Jesus.
Oh, I cannot bear. for long. Just listen to this voice.
Yes, indeed, you must tell Jesus by all your burdens. But who's this man?
Who created?
Yes, indeed, God will take care of you. That he promised us, and he wants us to hold him to the promise as well. And folks, as we wind down this, the inspirational portion, we are going to be heading on into sports at the top of the hour. And David is already standing by for that. So, well, you know, we have to go to the mountain because God is everywhere. He's on the mountain, he's in the valleys. Just call on him. He will be there. In hear, see, and in the valleys, he's always there. So let's head to the mountain.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You got peace of mind like you've never known. Things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, for you're never alone.
For the God on the mountain.
Portion, I'm going to summon Sister Kathleen to come on in and close us out of this segment. Come on in, Sister Kathleen.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we're hearing you loud and clear. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to close you out in prayer for our first hour of the morning. Heavenly Father, we take this time to thank you once again for your grace, your mercy, which is new each and every day, Lord. You're so worthy to be praised. We thank you for the inspirational thought that you wanted us to rest in this morning, which is to taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Lord, we ask that you would help us to not only accept your truth, but to feed on your truth today, Lord God. Help us to put all of our cares at your feet, Lord God, and confidently believe that you will accomplish that which concerns us. Lord, we ask your blessings for those who are shut in, sick, and who are having all kinds of problems today, Lord God. We know that your grace is sufficient. We ask you to let them know, Lord God, that you are real, Lord God, in their lives as well, Lord. And we thank you not only for helping them, but for helping all of us, Lord God, to see another blessed day in your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Sister Kathleen, and you're always welcome. Come on the show. We're here every Saturday from 9 till high noon, and especially some people embrace the first hour, which is the inspirational hour. Some people are going to head on over to the sports and going to come on in just for that. But I'm going to truly, truly say we truly enjoy you this morning. The opening prayer was wonderful, and even more so the closing prayer as well. So I'm going to have Leon to say a big thank you. Thank you for coming to this morning before we head on over into sports. So Leon, you thank Sister Kathleen for coming through as well. Liam, come on. And don't forget to take your mute off, Liam. Oh.
Are you hearing me?
Okay, we're hearing you now.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Good morning, Sister Kathleen. Nice to hear you, hearing your voice. I've never met you, but I've come accustomed to your voice. I wish you well. And thanks for those wonderful words of encouragement, the spiritual words of blessings this morning. We pray that your day may continue to be wonderful, and you have an awesome week.
Yes, thank you. You too.
Okay,
back to you, Ivor.
Yes, thank you. We're going to be heading on into sports now. I think we have David standing by as well. And folks, don't forget, you too can be a part of the program. 563-999-3693. You can add to the sports, you can take away, you can do whatever. But tomorrow the heavyweight comes in from 6 until 9. So we're going to give you just a little snippet this morning. You know, the IPL has started, and that's going to really take up much of the month on the heavyweights, I can tell you that. That's where a lot of stars come together. But in the meantime, let's wait for David.
For 10 long years, we ruled the cricket world. Now the rules seem coming to an end. But down here, just a clink in the armor is enough, enough to lose a friend.
Yes, indeed, we're rallying around the West Indies. A series win for them and for us. We are all proud of them at this juncture. But we're going to rally around David Maitland at this time because he has got some sports for us. So here comes David. But David, before that, let me give you a message. I oftentimes take them as well as I could, and I deliver them as best as I can. Linnet and Murchis, they're not on here. They said they don't want to hear a thing from you this morning. It's up to you. But, don't kill the messenger. That's all I can say. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. Good morning. And before I say good morning to you, I'm going to say good morning to Linnet and Murchis because I know that message didn't come from them. So the messenger, you know, might have got the message mixed up somewhere there. So let me say good morning to Marchis and Linnet, wherever they are. Hoping they're enjoying their Saturday. And
I'm going to also say good morning to Barbara up there in Atlanta. Hoping the weather is great. We're having some very nice weather down here. So, sunshine, lots of sunshine. So just going to say good morning. Good morning again, Ivor, to you. Good morning, Leon, Cardinal, Hardly, and Dennis over there in his pajamas. Good morning. Good morning to the listeners, wherever they are in the world. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, good night. And, you know, Ivor, the sports world is in a frenzy now because there's a number of things that is heating up and happening. And I'm going to start with the Masters. You know, the Masters starts April 3rd as what they call the pre-tournament. And it goes up until April 9th, if my memory serves me correct, or it could be further than that. Give me April, Augusta, the match over there in Augusta, yeah, Sunday, April 10th. So the golf world is gearing up for that. They are looking to see if Tiger Woods would be coming out to play. So for all the golf enthusiasts, that is something that, you know, everybody's getting that tizzy about. So wishing them all the best. I don't really know much about it. So. And next is the March Madness, Ivor, the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. And here in Florida, there is a carnival atmosphere with the thought that the two Florida universities could be playing in the final. And they could. Florida Atlantic is number 9, while UM is number 7. So today at 6:09, Florida Atlantic will play San Diego State. And then at 8:49, you have Miami UM is playing UConn. So, as I said, lots of people are dreaming that the two Florida teams would be there at the final. What a final that would be. I guess they would have to move it down here to the American Airlines Arena or somewhere up there. But I guess that may not be the case. Is already set. So, Ivor, that's what's happening in basketball. The other thing that is happening in the world is track and field down there in Jamaica, Ivor. And I'm telling you, the Grace Kennedy Issa Grace Boys and Girls Championship 2023 is heating up down there in Jamaica. And at the final of the boys class 1-100. I'm gonna just see if I can pronounce this gentleman's name. Bua Joey Unkume. He's 19 years old, Ivor, and he runs 9.99 seconds in the 100 meter final.
Yep,
and for the girl, her name is Alana Reed. He run 10.92. So, as I said, in Jamaica this week, there's nothing happening. Everyone is at the National Stadium. The country has ground to an halt because everybody is down there. They're in a track and field frenzy down there. So that's what's happening down there. And if you have a boy running 9.9 at 19 years old, and a girl running 10.92, you know, people are in anticipation of seeing those two on the world stage and see what they can bring their Ivor. So as I said, the sports world is in a tizzy right now. And I know another set of people might be, they're not in a tizzy, but they might be in a knot to their stomach because Liverpool just got beat 4-1 by Manchester City in the Barclays Premier League, Ivor. I'm telling you. Liverpool is fighting for a fourth place finish, at least, but this year they seem to be taking one step forward and several steps backward. So I said they got beat today 4-1 by Manchester City after they were leading 1-0. And the next game that is on is Bournemouth versus Fulham. That starts at 10. All these games start at 10 o'clock either. Nottingham Forest versus Wolves. And Crystal Palace versus Leicester City. And also at 10 is Arsenal versus Liverpool. Brighton versus Brentford. Chelsea versus Aston Villa. That's at 12:30. And tomorrow you have West Ham versus Southampton at 9. And at 11:30, Newcastle versus Man United and Everton versus Tottenham on Monday at 3 o'clock. And on Tuesday, you have at 2:45 is Nottingham Forest versus Leeds and Beaumont versus Brighton. Also, on Tuesday the 4th, Leicester City versus Aston Villa. As you know, they have taken a break. But here's another game on Tuesday, Ivor. Liverpool versus Chelsea. So there are a number of games that are on Wednesday. Newcastle versus West Ham. And then Wednesday also, those games start at 3 o'clock. It's Man U versus Brentford. As you know, the standings are Liverpool is in 6. And you see they're fighting to get. Newcastle is ahead of them. They're at 5. Bottom half of this table, West Ham, Beaumont, and Southampton are fighting the Celta relegation. So this the BPL is heating up. We now move on to cricket, Ivor. And as you know, the showpiece of the world, the guys who have the money do not let their players play anywhere else but in the IPL while other people come and play in their backyard. And as far as I'm concerned, they'll be playing by themselves because they do not support anyone else's tournament. Some people say it's to keep their brand up, but I don't see where their brand is being kept up when it's only their tournament is being played. Everything else stops. So for the next 2 months, you'll be having IPL. But before I go on to IPL, our West Indies, they did a score by making 258, but could not defend that run. But they came back and make 220 and then defended that 220 to bowl out South Africa. This is T20 series against South Africa. It's finished 220 for 8 with Mr. Shepherd, 44, knocked out from 22 balls, 2 fours and 3 sixes. Nicholas Puran get 41 from 19, 2 fours and 4 sixes. And Brandon King, 36 and 25, 4 fours and 2 sixes. Those were the main contributor there, Ivor. Bowling for South Africa. There were 3 bowlers with 2 wickets each, with Harp Nokia getting 2 for 36, Ngini getting 2 for 45, and Rabada 2 for 50. And South Africa batted chasing down a mom on 258. They could not chase down the 220. They fell for 213 for six with Hendricks getting 83 from 44, 11 fours and 260s. Riley Russo getting 42 from 21 balls, 44s and 36. And Markram is captured 35 knots out from 18 balls. So that's what's happening there. Like I said, we're in IPL fever. Not only the IPL, there is the Cricket World Cup division, in the Division 2, Cricket World Cup qualification, ODI qualification that has been played amongst teams like U.S., Canada, that has been playing here all over. Down, I think they're down in Namibia. I think they're playing. But you have Canada defeated the United Emirates. Camera 254. And United Emirates. No, that game is still in progress. United Emirates is 142 for one. They need 113 from 20 over. And then you have New Jersey. New Jersey versus Papua New Guinea. Jersey's 191 for four. Papua New Guinea 197 for four. They need another 95 from 12.3 over. And Bangladesh defeated. Hold on. Before I give you that Bangladesh score, the Ivo. I think the U.S. had played one of their matches. This is Jersey and Namibia. Jersey 213 for 9. Namibia 216 for 2. United Emirates versus the U.S. United Emirates 279 for 9. United States of America 281 for 5. So that was, and then Bangladesh and Ireland are down playing a series of T20s. Bangladesh, it's a very effective game. At the second T20, they made 202 for 3. Ireland, 125 for 9. And their second match, the final match, Bangladesh had won that series, and in the match that did not have any meaning, Ireland came and won that match. And Bangladesh only made 124, Ireland making 126-3 with Paul Sterling there, top score in that match there, by getting some 77 of 41 balls, 10-4 and 10-4 sixes. So Ireland ended up just like a rubber match there, or whatever you call it. This is that game. So as I said, down there in India, the IPL is presently going on. The Punjab Kings versus KKR. That match is in a rain delay. With the KKR needed 46 runs from 24 balls. Punjab made 191 for 5. KKR won 46 for 7. In the Super Giants versus DC, Delhi Capitals. DC, the Super Giants is batting. They are 13 without loss in 3.3 overs. As I said, the showpiece for everyone. You can either make it or break it there. You can get rich. It's playing one tournament there. It's presently taking place down there. Two matches today. I think they got two matches tomorrow. So, this match here, they're saying that the rain came down. things are ahead on DLS. So that's what's happening. Yesterday in the opener, Iowa, the Super Giants versus Chennai, which is as you know, Dhoni is famous as Chennai, and Bravo, famous they also. So they the Giants, Kutra, Titans, the Titans, they made 182 for 5. It's 63 to Truman Gill. He was the main contributor there. And the Super King tonight only made 178 for 7 with Guy Quad getting 92 from 50, 4-4 and 9-6s. So they went down. They lost that game there. So I was, I'm going to leave it this morning. Before I go, we have the West Indies four-day competition. Trinidad defeated Jamaica. They made 302 and 201 for 1. Jamaica 125 and 275. The Trinidad won by 9 wickets. Guyana versus Leeward. Guyana 122 and 267. Leeward 247 and 81 for 1. Leeward need another 62 runs to win that game. And the Windward versus Barbados is Windward is 237 and 225. Barbados 227 and 28 for 3. Barbados need another 208 runs, 7 wickets in hand to win that game. So I think that's what's happening there in the IPL and what's going on. As I said, today match day two. There's two matches tomorrow. Sunrisers, Hyderabad versus Rajasthan Royals. And Royal Challengers Bangalore versus Mumbai India. So that's, and on Monday, Super Kings versus Super Giants, Lucknow versus Chennai, and Delhi Capital Tuesday versus Gujarat. So that's just some of the matches that is up and coming there, Ivor. Make way for Mr. That's our train of thought here.
Okay, well.
Come in and greet his many fans. Last match.
Okay. Yes, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm right. Right.
Yeah.
Morning,
yeah,
Ivor. Good morning, boy.
We kind of, just before you come there, before you come there, another one gone. So, Leon, bring us up to speed there.
Yeah.
117 for 7?
Oh?
Yeah, another one just gone. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. They having this much problem to make 142 runs?
Who is that? What game is that?
Leeward Island.
Oh, the Leeward game? Okay.
Yeah. They had 142 runs to win this match.
Okay. And they were 81 for 1, so I don't. They only need 62 more runs in that game.
The
last time I looked, they were 117 for 6, and Ivor just said another one gone.
Really?
So.
Wow. Louis
is just come out. Cornwall just got out. 117 to 7. Louis is not out, and Kofi, James is on 5.
Okay. So we're still in safe harbor. I believe Cornwall is sick, you know. Cornwall got up the field yesterday.
Yeah, he looked sick.
I believe Conwell is sick. Because Conwell went up to see yesterday and he didn't come back.
No, no.
And that's where, and corresponding with Conwell leading the field, that's where Guyana began to run away with the match.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't run very far.
Yeah, well, they is a guy.
Louis, go and bring it home for us.
Yeah, well, I take confidence in Kofi James and Louis and Colin Archibald.
Archibald. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Archibald have 100% of the first class cricket. Don't forget.
But gentlemen, there is a poor run off low score card down here in the 4-day game. People like Bond, Blackford, are they playing for Jamaica?
Right, like 6-1.
They're not performing.
On drives.
Yeah.
Transport. Yeah. Onto the ball, they get 2.
24 now.
Okay. Yeah. Right, so, but I said, you know, the performance in the 4-day game is low, and that's why we're not getting, you know, good talents out of there to play for the West Indies, because we have a, the players who are playing for the West Indies at present are not stepping up
to win. The Happy Eagles must pick up the last 3 wickets.
So
at least like 22 runs.
So in the Bartlett Super League so far, Fulham is up against Southampton by 1-0. Brighton is up. Crystal Palace and Leicester City. Nottingham Forest and Wolf is nil all.
I'm here.
I mean,
some music
in the
background.
Yeah, Leon was bringing some.
Okay, that's
a portion of the match.
Yeah.
What we know is that this match is gonna have, it's gonna have a result, one way or the other. There's a guy by the name of Leon Johnson. That guy knows how to win. He reminds me of Steve Smith. Leeward should be able to win this match, Ben. Even if it's off the last ball with the last wicket standing. And that would put them in contention in terms of in the top two. I think they're in the top three or four right now.
They say cricket has its vagaries, but it's really surprising for me to come back here this morning and see Leeward Island lose 5 wickets, which include Tyrone Powell, Casey Carty, Devon Thomas.
And that's what I'm saying, Cardinal, that's what
Cornwall.
I'm saying. That the guys that were supposed to be at the top of the heap, we're not getting the performance from them in the 4-day game. They're not performing at all. Because I'm going to take Jamaica, for instance. We have Barna down there, Blackwood down there, and they're not performing. You understand? Nope. These guys should be the top of the crop, and they should be dominating this tournament, and they're not. And that is why we failed to defend 250-odd in a game that we're supposed to be able to defend it. We're not playing, you know. We end up winning the series, but you know we're not playing, you know, as a well-rounded side. And until the 4-day game was supposed to mimic the test, these guys are not performing.
Kept low on his strength on. That's the end of Kofi James' slight bust, 121 now for 8. And another wicket going down. That equation, 22. The Harvey Eagles have done tremendous work this morning. The spinners have brought them back in this game beautifully. That's another one thought. They need to pick up 2 wickets to wrap up what will be a fantastic victory. If that indeed is possible. It is possible.
Wow. No, I agree with you, David, is that they're not getting the kind of exposure, they're not building the kind of mental strength that is necessary to play this game, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're talking about, oh, they didn't pick the right team, they didn't choose the right captain, you know, we're talking about all that stuff. But the performance of West Indies cricket on the international scene is consistent with the mental deterioration that is wreaking havoc in the Caribbean right now.
Yeah.
These guys are not, they don't have the mental strength to play this cricket at this level and win.
We can't have any
great. The win against the series against the win of the series against South Africa. We can sit here and say, well, a win is a win. But it's not a convincing win. It's not a win that gives us the conviction that we could go out there and do it again against somebody else. We don't get that conviction from them. And that's because they don't have that conviction. When they make centuries, it looked like a fluke.
Yeah.
You know, look how long ago Kyle Myers gave us 214.
Yeah.
When did Kyle Myers give us a century after that? Like that. So this is consistent, and I'm going to continue to say, you can talk all you want about coach, you can say all you want about the right team and who didn't get picked. This is consistent with the deterioration of the mentality of our people in the Caribbean, and that includes our politicians who we choose for leadership.
Yeah. It's partner.
Yes.
You rightfully hit the nail on the head, because back in the days, I don't care where we talk about Carapasa and these and whatever, but the guys them who were at the cream of the top, they were coming out and playing in our regular commission and were performing at a consistent level. And that's what we're doing. I don't see how we make 258. The most runs in a T20 match, and we could not defend that 258 runs. It is unbelievable, man. We could not. You understand? And that match, yeah, we did came and win the last game, or the rain shortened game, we did win it. But that match was the match I thought we should have easily won, and we would have, if South Africa would have understood that we were not a team to be messing around. We make so much runs and could defend. But as I said, I'm looking at this 4-day game, and none of these guys are putting up their hand who are at the top and performing.
Mm-hmm.
We're not getting people who are fighting to get into this team performing at a level that they're supposed to be performing. You know?
They're not mentally ready. They don't have the mental strength. And again, you know, Ivor can tell you how we used to load up, you know, when we were growing up, we never had a Shell Shield match in Nevis. Mm-hmm. Ivor would tell you on a weekend that Barbados is coming to St. Kitts or Trinidad is coming to St. Kitts, we would be loading up the boat going down to watch a Shell Shield match to see the representatives of West Indies cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I sit down here now, and I'm looking at the a first-class tournament, and there's nobody in the stands.
Yeah.
Nobody's watching cricket. So what? Where's that thing going to come from?
Maybe a lot of best players
are out there somewhere lining around and deciding not to play the game.
Yeah, nobody's in the stand, but a lot of people are saying they want to hear about the wishes before the Antigua Care come on, so we can go straight into that. We want to thank you, David, for coming through. And along the way, when Leeward Island would have won this match, we're going to be the first to announce it on here. But tomorrow, be sure to tune in to the heavyweight from 6 until 9, where we'll bring you all this exciting finish match here between Leeward and Guyana and much more. And we'll be bragging about a series win down there in South Africa. Win, lose, or draw. Win by one is win. And winning is contagious. West Indies would have won, and we applaud the boys. Of course, we'll congratulate Mr. Shallow. He should be on tomorrow, if my understanding, not tomorrow, but soon, and very soon, the new president. So, folks, I assure you don't want to miss tomorrow's episode on The Cricket Show. And always be in with the number, 515-605-9850. Push the one, you become audible. Panel decide he is going to be the first one up after 7 o'clock after the birthday on the mall. So, I want to thank you again, Dave, for coming through. Panel, let's do the birthdays. We have 10 minutes before we bring in the Antigua Care. Then we'll have you greet your fans after. So let's get you with the birthdays. I can make a good shortcut in this if you want, you know.
Huh?
No, I was saying I can speed it up if you want me to bring it. You have it all right, yes. You have the birthdays ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and let's get that in. By the time you finish that, we're going to have the Leeward victory. So let's go ahead.
Okay, yes. Today is April 1st. Some people call it April Fool's Day. Some people call it, we call it All Fool's Day. So, you know, give the fools a chance to celebrate. I'm not just the one for April. So anybody come and celebrate if you want, as long as you're a fool. Good morning. It's day 91. It's the 91st day of 2023. Here are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes, compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Today is the birthday of John Murray, John Morris, David Gower, Annie Robinson, Geoffrey Archer. Geoffrey Archer is Barbadian playing for England. But today is his birthday. So we're calling him along with the Indian crew. Vikram Solanke, Walter Mead, all out of England. Today is their birthday. Out of New Zealand, Stephen Fleming and Sue Brown. Out of India, Murali Vijay, Ajit Wadekar, Bhupinder Singh Sr. Out of Bangladesh, Aminul Islam Jr., Sanjida Islam, the female cricketer, Denhara Alam. Out of Pakistan, Afkan Balok, Shamim Khan. Out of Zimbabwe, Maliki Nkala. Out of Oman, Munis Ansari. Out of South Africa, Heino Kuhn. And it's the birthday of Audley's cousin, Conning Cuff, out there in Canada. Jamaican singer and actor Jimmy Cliff. He's 75. You see clearly now the rain is gone. He and Johnny Nash. Okay. Actress Debbie Reynolds. Okay. Actress Debbie Reynolds. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. And MSNBC's Rachel Maddow. British singer Susan Boyle. Gordon Jump, American actor. If you want to remember him, he's the Maytag repairman. Ali McGraw, American actress. Rudolph Isley, the American rock singer from the Isley Brothers. Wangari Maathai, Kenyan environmentalist and political activist. Greg Jarrett, American television anchor. Mark Jackson, NBA player, coach, and broadcaster. Clarence Seedorf, Dutch soccer midfielder. David Oyelowo, English Nigerian actor. What a combination. Randy Orton, American pro wrestler. Toshiro Mifune, Japanese actor and writer. In 1748, the ruins of Pompeii were rediscovered by Spanish Roque Joaquim de Acolpia. spent in 7 years
again.
New Orleans business owner Oliver Pollack creates the dollar symbol. In 1853, Cincinnati becomes the first U.S. city to employ full-time professional firefighters. In 1867, blacks vote in municipal elections in Tuscumbia, Alabama. 1867. Sometime after that, they took it away. In 1888, students from Rotterdam, Netherlands, established a cricket club called Rotterdam Cricket and Football Club, which evolved into the Smarter Rotterdam. In 1889, the first dishwashing machine was marketed in Chicago. In 1905, the SOS, the first adopted as the Morse distress signal by the German government. In 1924, Adolf Hitler was sentenced to 5 years labor for attempted coup d'etat at Leopoldskirch, but General Ludendorff acquitted him. In 1927, first automatic record changer is introduced by his master's voice. 1933, English cricket batsman Wally Hammond smashes 34 fours, 10 sixes in a test record and beaten 336 in a drawn second test against New Zealand in Auckland. In 1934, Clyde Barrow kills two young highway patrolmen at the intersection of Route 114 near Grapevine, Texas. Bonnie Parker's role in the murders helped turn public perception against the gang for good. In 1938, world heavyweight boxing champion Joe Louis knocks out Harry Thomas in the fifth round of their title bout in Chicago. In 1942, Mexico changed from three time zones to two. In 1945, Canadian troops free the Dutch cities of Deutschenhem, Eschede, Brokolo, and Elbergen. In 1948, fast bowler Heinz Johnson out of Jamaica has match figures of 10 for 96 and debut in West Indies' fourth test win versus England in Kingston, Jamaica. First fast bowler to take 10 wickets in a single test for the West Indies. In 1953, all three W's, Warren, Walcott, and Weeks, scored centuries versus India. In 1963, American television soap opera premieres General Hospital and Doctors. In 1974, the Ayatollah Khomeini calls for an Islamic Republic in Iran. In 1976, Steve Wozniak, Steve Jobs, founded Apple Computer in the garage of Jobs' parents' house in Cupertino, California. In 1982, Anguilla, dependent territory of the UK, adopts their constitution. In 1982, the U.S. formally transferred the Canal Zone to Panama. That was 1999. In 1995, Blackburn Rovers striker Chris Sutton scores the fastest goal in English Premier League history when he nets 12.94 seconds in a 2-1 win at Everton. In 2002, the Netherlands legalizes euthanasia, becoming the first nation in the world to do so. In 2017, Chinese leaders announced plans to build a city of Xiongkan, new area, three times the size of New York. In 2019, U.S. online sales overtake retail sales for the first time with 11.813% online compared to 11.807% for general merchandise stores. There are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, April 1st, All Foods Day, April Fool's Day. Celebrate anyway. Back to you, Ivor.
There's going to be a cultural presentation for him, and I'm hoping that Leon Johnson can say at some point, I'm going to rescind that statement.
Thank you. It is another
take everything into consideration. When the Guyana team was announced early this year, there was some treatment. I think we all
well, there you have it. Guyana winning by 17 runs. Leeward Islands losing all 9 wickets this morning. Went down on a canter. They went down in a heap. And who said that only 2020 cricket or T10 can be exciting? It was a first-class match, very exciting. Whether or not, I told you, there is a guy by the name of Leon Johnson who is in the mold of a Stephen Smith. West Indies would have lost their plight not utilizing that guy. I would say from now until tomorrow morning. They made the same mistake with the gentleman there from Jamaica. Lord, what was his name there again? The guy who used to captain.
Kamara.
A very good captain.
Kamara. Kamara.
Lambert.
Kamara.
Yes. Lambert.
Lambert. Kamara
made
Lambert.
The same mistake here with him. They made a mistake with Kyron Powell. I make no bones about it in terms of leadership and captaincy. And the biggest one was when Darwin was supposed to return to West Indies cricket as captain. West Indies allowed him to say, oh, let Gale continue. Let Gale continue. We split from there. First very boo-boo that they made was when they did not give Desmond Haynes the captaincy and put Richie Richardson, who would have waited for his turn, and which he would have gotten it in the end too. Leadership means something, guys. I don't care what anybody says. It means something. Leon Johnson in first-class cricket was one of our best captains that never had the opportunity to lead West Indies team. We need leadership. Clive Lloyd, leadership. Anybody can captain a game. But let's see, do we have the ladies standing by? If not, we'll have some representation for them. So stand by for that.
Can I feel there are dreams stop existing and start living? Then it feels better away. Nothing up, always growing. Make a better world. Make a better world. Heal the world. Make it a better place. For you.
Sure, we have some representation for the Antigua Kid this morning, and we are going to summon Dennis this morning. Dennis, you're going to be representing the lady this morning. Come on in.
Thank you, Ivor. You know, to the listeners, for many, many weeks and leading into months, we've had the Antigua and Barbuda Care, the charity group who had seen the need to help their fellow citizens. And they've been working tirelessly, Debbie, Dawn, and of course, Pastor from the Antigua Barbuda Care. They've done a tremendous job. They ask for your support in bringing some needs and comfort to those who are less fortunate. They ask for monetary gifts if you have it. They'll take material, clothes, they'll take food in many instances, whatever you have, including thinking of the children, boys and girls in school who may need additional material, books, pencils, and so on. Whatever they need, the Barbuda and Antigua and Barbuda Care, you know, with Debbie and Dawn and the rest of that group will gladly appreciate your contribution. So we're asking you to dig deep. And of course, you don't even have to dig too deep. Just think about the need. And if you can afford it, you know, lend a hand and support the Antigua Barbuda Care, because what they're doing, the charity they're performing, is something that is well worth the effort. And it is pleasing to know that we can spend 5 minutes thinking about our less fortunate brothers and sisters. So I appeal to you on behalf of the Antigua and Barbuda Care to think about it, see what you can do, and contact Debbie and Dawn. Contact this station, and they'll be able to give you the contact information for Debbie and Dawn and the Antigua Barbuda Care. Thank you. Ivor, back to you.
Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world, make it a better place.
Yes, indeed. Make a better place for you and for me. Well, David said he don't want to believe me, but David has just said another note here. Lynette and Murchison don't want a thing to do with you. So if they change their mind, well, they still have a little chance, time to change their mind, but you can say what you want. I'm just reading it. Let me read it verbatim here. I don't know why these two of them had to come on my line at the same time. Tell David that, what? Wait, hold on. Tell David, thing is moving so fast. We don't want to have a thing to do with him this morning. David, whatever you did these ladies, I don't know. But it's up to Cardinal if you want to hail them up this morning, because they didn't say anything about Cardinal. So just in case they say anything, I would bring it on. Cardinal, go ahead and greet your special fans. I have a feeling that Murchison and Lynn are going to get dropped off this morning, because they're out of place to say they don't want to say nothing to David. I said that we don't know what in my mouth. They're out of place. They're out of order, man.
Okay. I hope your feelings don't turn to pain then, because I hope you won't need some painkiller for your feelings.
Oh, no. I'm not going to join that, huh?
Okay.
Somebody just texted me. No, but why Dana gonna be over there crying because Lee Waddell and lose a tight match? He don't know about a guy by the name of Dawson. Dana, come on, man. They said that over there on the floor with snapping a nose. Could you imagine that? Dana is not
serious. It remind me of you when West Indies got knocked out in the World Cup last year, you and David.
Yeah.
So let Dana cry her snot out. So leave Dana in peace, let her cry her snot out. She got a thing. Just
no,
like
I got,
when you were crying.
Just like
when you were crying and bawling. You didn't cry your ball when West Indies got knocked out at the preliminary round of the World Cup. You act as if you didn't expect it to happen. You know what I mean? So Dana has Dana has more reason to expect a win from Leeward Islands this morning than you had to expect from West Indies when the days when you bawled sweat and tears and snot for weeks. So please leave Dana alone and out of this. Dana, is that for you?
I'm only reading what is in front of me. I can only read what's in front of me. And I don't see no reason for her, because I wonder. I said there's a guy by the name of Leon Johnson. Keep an eye on him for leadership. Because the law says a game of cricket is played between two teams. You will name your 11, one whom shall be named captain. It's there, right? Anybody can captain a team, but not everybody can lead a team. I warn Sister Donna. Donna, wipe your tears. Yes. Thomas didn't show up. That's what they're saying here. And he should have laid a claim here to win a match. But one, Thomas should have made sure he's going to win this match here to show the selectors that he belongs in the big time. But, but the thing is scoring along to things. You know, read it for yourself on the big screen there in the chat part channel. They're saying, Leeuwen Island may have sold out this match because it's Leon Johnson's farewell match. Leon Johnson's farewell match.
Do me a favor. I am overstuffed. I am saturated with all of the comments as to why West Indies and Leeuwen Island should win and should not win. I've taken that my position. I am overstuffed with that. Don't
but
give me any
you.
Please.
This is for
it's
you.
Like,
so
it's saturated.
If it's not you're seeing it, but you don't want to read it, so let me read it.
It's traumatizing the listeners, man, with this
Kyron Powell with a send, and then a 75. This was the time for him to, at least he and Thomas, to just win against good teams to win. What? No, there's no match fixing. They can forget about that part there. Leeuwen Islands, I know there's a lot of guys in Antigua, St. Kitts and Nevis, especially Nevis. They would have not sold that match out to Guyana. No. This guy for the first time taking 5 wickets. Saying, as a matter of fact, he has 6 wickets. There's always a first.
Ivar, you make me want to go to the drugstore to get something to stop me from vomiting. Stop, man.
Do you want me to read what they say? Do you want me to do it? What? No. Cornwall would never do that. No. You're talking about Cornwall is the one wanted them to win, so he went off the field yesterday and then coming out soft. No. They need to stop that. Cornwall would not do that.
My other?
Ivan. I'm over-saturated with all of this.
Hold on,
I'm over-saturated.
It seems like Donald have the bad talk with up here with
you.
Hello.
Hi, Donald.
Yeah. I kind of over here talking about you got snapping in the spine because the Leewards win, especially when Colin Archibald went swiping with a ball outside the offside that he could have played in the offside. Put Colonel in his place there, buddy. I hear talk about you got snapping in the nose and stuff.
I shut my eyes last night and I said, only what got it down fast. I can't believe I'm going to wake up to this disappointment this morning to hear that 9 wickets got down this morning in the first session. That is ridiculous.
Okay, so.
And I am crying because I don't let Leeuwards and West Indies disappoint me anymore.
Oh, here you go.
So when you waiting all this here?
Anyway.
Who is in the room that we're sending all these messages? How are you over there? Body
anyway,
that finally came back around.
That's
and Christina sang. That's
not feeling that way. That's
the
way.
Anyway, Dana, if you are crying, is your and you got snotty nose when you cry, is your tears and is your snot. You have a greater right to expect Leeuwen Islands to win today than anybody could have expected. Anybody could have expected West Indies to make it to the World Cup.
They had a whole day to make it to one with 9 wickets in hand. So you gotta be the gift.
It's a gift. It's a gift to Leon Johnson. This is his last match.
Remember the name, Leon. Leon. I tell you, Leon is a good man. Remember the name, Leon Francis. I mean, Leon Johnson. Those are winners.
This is a gift to Leon Johnson, Dana. This is his last match in first class position.
Look, Dana, is this Murchis?
Okay.
Somebody writing Murchis name. Murchis says that they won, Leeuwards lose the game because they dropped Munson Hodge. How much is not that? Much is?
But, yeah, how much is not that?
That's what I'm saying.
I wonder if Moses got an alter ego in the what is that inside of space?
Maybe he can do something. Remember, Moses is on the cricket show. Moses understands cricket. Moses know what's going on.
I wasn't contesting that.
Somebody must have told Moses that they dropped Hodge and they should not have dropped him because they brought in the youngster there and he failed twice.
Again.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know. I think you need to hail the fans then before you get in trouble, you know.
I need to. And you're interrupting me with all that nauseating stuff. Why Leeward Island should have won and why West Indies
no,
should win.
No, not that. I have to make sure that was okay because
they
brought false reports about Donna over there on the floor, crying and even stopping the nose. I know it's all fool's day. Some of them were trying to fool me. Because Donna came
I don't know anything about that, but I was saying, even if it was true, that's her
son
and
her
thing
has
a right to
her
so leave it,
okay.
Leave it alone.
No, I had a weaver coming here Saturday morning. This is the most awesomest show on a Saturday morning on Earth.
Okay. So,
okay.
Let me just...
Make sure you... Let me see who dropped off.
Let the fans then know, even though today is our Fool's Day, we could let the fools celebrate, but we're still going to celebrate our favorite fans, the most dedicated fans of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Good morning, Donna, Ina, Mortress, Sharon, and Lady Bob Denise. Yeah, you know, Leeward Island lost, but no loss. Hopefully, we'll get it again the next time around. Every harsh experience provides an opportunity for learning. But, hey, what did you learn? Hey, say good morning to the people over there in St. Martin. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos. Irma must be crying. Irma must be the one that's crying. Because I'm sure she was counting on Casey Carty to bring this home valiantly. But it didn't happen. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos. Welcome, Casey Carty, home anyway. I'm probably going to be coming home before the All Fools Day celebration finished, but embrace him anyway. Good morning to the people over in St. Kitts. And I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. Good morning, Lynette. Oh, I haven't heard Lynette for the morning. I wonder if she's celebrating All Fools Day or she's celebrating the fools. April Fool's Day, whichever one it is, Linus. Anyway, we hope you're celebrating something, despite the fact that it's our Fool's Day. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on over to Levis and say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. And I'm going to say good morning to my good friend and classmate, Mr. Earl Sargent. Bringing us in over there, and give me a break here. Yes, and I also got to say good morning to my classmate Cecilia Wallace, who's still vacationing in Navy. She must be hearing about this for a while. Hey, it's the sunshine, so enjoy. Hope you're having a great time, Cecilia. And let me move on to the UK. Where I'm going to say good morning to Omel. Omel has her own cries because you just heard David say this morning that Liverpool is struggling for fourth place. Omel doesn't like that very much. And they lost this morning 4-1. Cheer up, Omel. They'll come back. Give them a pat on the shoulder. They're still not as bad as West Indies and Leeward Island. They're still up there in the rankings someplace. Good morning to you. Cheer up. I'm going to come across the channel where I'm going to say good morning to Mr. No, he's not Mr. He's Elimat. King Elimat, that is. Hoping that the brother is doing okay. We know what. We are helping him to get on his way. Say good morning to Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, her brother Malik, and little sister Tanaya. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on down to the southwest, and I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson. Cutner, as usual, is on the map. I got to tell Cutner that Leeward Islands is not doing so well, so he can't expect to see many Leeward Islands players on West Indies team right now. But West Indies is not doing so well either, so not a bad trade-off. Good morning, Cutner. I'm going to go on up to Georgia and say good morning to Monique, Barbara, and Yvette in Georgia, and hoping that they have a good colony day. And don't let the fools fool you. Have a good time anyway. I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne. I'm hoping that I know she's going to have a great time today, you know, barring the fact that she is not well. That's the only time I know that she's going to be done. Otherwise, even if she's not well, she's going to be having a big grin on her face. Cheer you up. Good morning, Yvonne. And finally, let me say good morning to the Saturday morning show inspiration of our biggest fan, Kathleen. Good morning, Kathleen. Hope the inspiration of our satisfies your desires this morning. That said, good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday morning entertainment show. Hang around, stick with us. We won't fool you. We know it's our fool's day. We won't fool you. We'll just celebrate with you. Because I've got a great show for you. Kind of a fool, but we're going to give you a great show anyway. Back to you, Eva.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir. Well, you called for Lynette and you called for everybody, but Lynette is a bad man. You know when people don't feel good? Lynette said it is all fool's day. She don't got another thing to do now this morning. So,
oh,
I'll leave it at that.
What does that mean?
I'm just telling you. So, David didn't believe, but I believe that you will believe me.
Okay. I will believe what? Yes. Well, that's going
to pick
me up and say...
You don't have a thing to do with all this morning. As a matter of fact,
she wants to open this morning.
She wants to open this. I don't know what's going on. I just tell her what she said directly to.
Lynette tipped me off to say that she know I would not let Ivor fool me, but don't let him deceive me. Thanks, Lynette. I'll follow that.
For me, boy, I was the best chulo. The first time I chulo, it was from, oh, no, what's his name there? Orlando Sergeant. I get 25 cents to chulo a message to Oriel Brown. Remember Oriel Brown round the hill there?
Yeah. So now
25 cents.
When you're chulo,
right on the bayfront in high school. I can tell you that right now. So I carry messages.
You should come back frequent, because when you're chulo, you're supposed to have an understandable oath of confidentiality, and you just violate it.
Oh, that was a lot.
So you should come back frequent. You should come back.
No,
don't matter. Hold on.
Hold up. Myron Nichols got my quad that I chulo for. He bet me a game between Harold Walters and Peter Walters, who got out first, and took my 25 cents from me. You see? Where is it today? Okay, then. Let me leave that alone.
That was an agreement. You satisfied the terms of your agreement. What I'm saying, when you tell us about that chulo job that you got, you violated the terms of your agreement.
Well, I just tried to tell you, I carry a message for Orlando Sergeant coming out of high school, the man gave me 25 cents to go and carry a message to Oriel Brown.
I said,
yeah, he wanted to talk to her.
I was Orlando. I was a landlord, I would have sold you for my quad and I would have sold you for future value. That's about $15,000 now.
Earl would not allow Orlando to sue me. That's my friend and brother, Mr. Earl Sargent. I am telling you. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You should see Earl and I here talking a lot of things about going to the Lord, prayer and all that kind of stuff, and who going to heaven first and those kind of stuff, who going to be in wings and all that kind of stuff. So you can say what you want, how you want, when you want. So, folks, again, tomorrow, you're not going to want to miss the 6 o'clock show on the cricket show. It doesn't take the IPL to have an exciting match. Here it is. We had a first-class match. Men in white, bringing some excitement. Never mind that the Leeward Island team went down with an exciting match. And one way or the other, it's going to show us where the West Indies, in terms of Guyana, defending a small total, and that's where West Indies should go. But here's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at the Leeward Island and say that West Indies play just like that, cannot make 100 runs to win a match. But we're not going to look at it and say West Indies have the bowlers to bowl and defend to win a match. So that's just the luck of the job, but I can guarantee you that's what's going to come up tomorrow. We're going to forget to praise Guyana and Leon Johnson, and we're going to cry down, Leeward Islands didn't make the world. But the West Indies did good on the field, and they're showing us now that they can defend. West Indies can defend those kind of runs because they're going to take a pattern out of Guyana's book and not out of Leeward Islands' book. Okay.
Ivor.
I'm listening to you loud and clear.
You really believe what you just said?
Yeah.
Okay. This one's going to really believe that.
That's what's going to happen tomorrow.
Okay.
We're going to come down and leave without our
just
for that make.
I just wanted to know if
Guyana
if you really
and
believe
Leeward.
That.
I know how it goes.
You really believe West Indies got. You really believe West Indies got the potential to defend a small total?
Yeah, they just did it. Look, they have okay. Like leaders and the folks. This guy has taken 4 wickets, St. Clair. Never taken a fifer. He ended up with 6 wickets. You got to want to be hungry. You got to need it. And when it matters most, that's when you come thumping. So that's what West Indies are. That's what we are. That's what you know it too. We have new leadership. We have a new president. We are on the winning stage. If you want to stay down there in the bathroom, in the bathtub, you can stay there. We are out the bathtub long time, washed, squeaky clean, moving forward under new president, under new captain Shea Hope, under new confident captain Ravman Powell, who won a series against South Africa. We did it already. We do it. And now we're here, we're doing it again, making it a habit. Now, we are going to have Craig Bradway to take the reins. I mean, we're not going to have too many test matches for the rest of the year. So we're not going to have too much to talk to them about. India is coming. You know we're going to beat India for the 2 matches that we have down there. You know it. I don't know why you're in denial. You need to come out of denial. You are staying in denial too long. Come out of denial, man. West Indies will win India. Tomorrow we're going to talk about that. Another thing we're going to talk about, and David said it, that the IPL is going to go down the road because a lot of the Indians, them want to come out to play in other leagues and to get climatized with other things. And the IPL is holding them over there at Ransom. But do you know that the Indian, the BCCI, telling the IPL, no, we have to protect our players over here. No, you're not going to overwork them. So if they can do that, they're following in the footsteps of the other countries who are saying, Stokes, you're going to miss the first match. Archer, you're going to miss the first match. You know what I mean? Rabada, you're going to miss this match. Ain't no more renegades. In the morning, Gail and Bravo, them watching West Indies plummet. Well, they run after their mighty dollar. Now, so many leagues around the world now. And the IPL is only one season. They can make up that money going in the other leagues that they miss from the IPL. So, tomorrow we'll hear all about it. We'll hear this. So stop your crying now, Cardinals. You have a commentary, and I think you need to just get on with it. Because Dennis has a rebuttal for you with your commentary.
Let me just...
He told me, whatever you think you're going to rebut it.
Let me go straight into the conversation. It's really like quite a fast. The question posed for conversation today, is it time for the black exodus? I mean, everybody who went to Sunday school heard about the exodus, right? Everybody who went to Sunday school heard about how the Israelites, Jews, the Hebrews, whatever name that they gave to them at your particular time in Sunday school and church, decided that they were not going to be slaves in Egypt any longer and just walked out, throwing us all behind them. Now, so I'm asking, is it time for the black exodus from the parameters of Western socioculture overall? Well, one author and scholar seems to think so. You know, as a panelist on a webinar conference on March 1st of this year, this scholar said, I think people of color need to get away from white people and have some community with each other. Those are the quotes directly. Now, maybe you do not know who made the statement, but and what kind of person this is. But I would like to challenge you a little bit, listeners, panelists, to tell me who you think this person is, just by telling me that person's ethnicity and gender. And what, by that I mean, I mean, is it a black woman? Is it an Indian man? Is it an indigenous American woman or man? I want somebody to challenge, to tell me that, who do you think this person is? Not the person exactly, but identify the person by their gender and ethnicity, first of all. Any takers? Inviting any takers, Ivor?
Okay, well.
No, any takers? And I also then, want to know, what is it that you think of her representation that black people need to get away and create communities with each other? The people of color, the person says, create communities with each other. What do you think of that statement? And, you know, who do you think this person is in terms of gender and ethnicity? Come on in.
Much is whistling. Lynette says she's a bad woman this morning. She feels bad and she feels like she can beat up somebody. Dennis told me he was going to take you on this morning. Let me see if you're still going to do that. Dennis, wait, Dennis is there. Okay. Dennis?
Yes, I'm listening on. But I'm waiting for him to give me something meaty to challenge. There is nothing meaty in this statement. It is just a platitude right now. That statement contains nothing. Exodus to where? create community with each other. I think that is the only reason why blacks have been able to exist in the United States, because of their community with each other. So I need something more than just that statement.
So in other words, you're trying to tell Colonel, all he said and what he didn't say is the same thing. It's not alike. He ain't said
nothing. What
man, you can read bones, man.
First of all,
Put some meat on the bone.
Could you give me an identity, what I asked for? An identity, first of all, that I asked for an identity and of the person who said it.
That statement could come from any nationality, any, you know, shade of color of black, white, brown. It is a generic statement of someone crying out for something, but it is difficult to say exactly who said it without more context.
I agree with you, Dennis, because I can come from anybody.
Okay.
Anymore.
Well, I disagree with both of you. And in the context of the statement itself,
mm-hmm.
I disagree with both of you. And in the context of Dennis's response about this idea that I'm not sure if I heard you correctly, but this is what I understand Dennis to say. It's because of black people's community in the United States that enabled their survival. Is that what I'm hearing?
Blacks have fought and communicated with each other in order to survive, and which is what we see up and down these United States.
Okay. So here I am saying, I see the fight, but I haven't seen any community. I've seen the attempt at creating communities, and I've seen the same energy being siphoned off, the energy of that community being siphoned off to destroy. And like I say, and I will continue to say, the most dangerous weapon against black people is black people's loyalty to white supremacy that comes from within the black collective. And that is why the community has never been able to mobilize. We have created solidarities. We have created corporations, but never have we created a community. Black people have always been vulnerable to betrayal of their movement for liberation from within, because we were unable to create a community. So here we are now.
Can you define community?
Hold on. Okay, wait. Here we are now relying on the prescription of the socioculture that enslaved us to seek liberation. That does not define community. Community is different to solidarity or a corporation. Listen to the term itself. It represents a communion. It comes from our communism. And that is one term that we are deathly afraid of, because our masters tell us to be afraid of it. And we don't even know what it means, because they tell us we don't know what it means. We should only apply what meaning they give to it and conform to that. Nothing says slavery more than when you are confined to the prescriptions of your slave master. Slavery is actually an arrangement by which one person or group arrogates the authority to dictate the social destiny of another person or group. It does not require any particular physical form, but the enslavement of African people in the Western world has been applied with physical restraints, social restraints, and mental and psychological restraints. When the mental and psychological restraints were firmly put in place, then the physical restraints were modified, and we were told, you are free because your master has offered you something which he calls emancipation, and we celebrated that. Still, someone can come along in 2023, and this person is a white woman, her name, Dr. Robin DiAngelo. In 2018, she published the book, White Fragility, in which she explained to white people that how even the nice white people are racist. And she drew the arrow. I'm calling the name of the book again, White Fragility. Author, scholar, Robin DiAngelo, Dr. Robin DiAngelo. Okay? So, if she can tell us now, hey, you need to walk away from this. A couple of years before that, Marcus Garvey told us the same thing. You know, we need to walk away from this. Before that, Toussaint Louverture said, yeah, we need to throw this off. Get rid of it. And I could go on down the line and give you accounts of bold black men and women who have said this to us in the course of our history of enslavement, have said this to us over and over again. The instrument of our liberation is our communion. And we need to get away from those who are the architects of our enslavement. Now we are in the middle, or I should say in the first quarter, almost ending the first quarter of the 21st century. And here is a white woman who could easily be the beneficiary of white supremacy. And she's saying, people of color, you know what? You need to get away from your oppressors and create your community. Where do you want to tell us that now? That's my thought.
All right, all right. Okay, well, folks, we're going up the hill in another 3 minutes or so to end the show. On another note, I need to ask you a question, Cardinal. No, you mm-hmm. don't want to get involved, but this is world business. It wasn't CNN. That Donald Trump should be appearing in a Manhattan court next Tuesday, because I know the indictment has been sealed, but I'm going to ask the question, because hush money mm-hmm. payments, it is not illegal. And that was the big thing around this $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels there, when mm-hmm. Trump had this affair back then. Mm-hmm. So since the hush money payment is not illegal, are they going after Trump for falsifying business records? Because falsifying business records, that's a misdemeanor. That's in New York. And you know it's in New York. They're bringing this case against him. What are they really after? Because in the beginning, I really thought that hush money payment was illegal. When I rip further into it, it is not. So is it tax evasion they're trying to pulling him up on? Lying? Falsifying documents? Because remember, again, I'm doing it from the top of my head, where his company would have gave him some $1,000, and out of that he would have decided to pay some of that money to Coin, because his lawyer went and paid $130,000, and then he's paying him a piece here and a piece there. just before the presidential election because he wanted to hush her up from speaking. What is, where are we going with this? Maybe Dennis can help us with it too. Because first I thought, to be honest with you, I'm no lawyer by any stretch of the imagination, the way how they made it sound with this hush money, I thought it was illegal. I thought, only to learn that it is not illegal. But that is the theme of the whole thing surrounding this investigation. Will Cohen end up going to jail, his lawyer? Somebody needs to help us with that on this Saturday morning show. Now help me a little bit. I don't try to fool me.
Let me help you first, Ivor, with the first thing. The first thing I would like to help you with is a reminder that I've always told you and everybody who know me closely, do not let anybody, how do I say it? You do not give anybody a second chance to fool you for the first time. Okay?
Okay.
The media came out with its flurry of information and had you thinking that, okay, this payoff and thing is illegal and things like that. You know, now you're saying, oh, now I found out that it was not
the
illegal. Okay, so
that's your money in and of itself is not illegal. I want to put in on Tuesday.
You can't know what they after. Secondly, you know.
Why not? I mean, why is that a seal? Why this is indictment? I mean,
hold on.
Somebody's above the law.
Let me finish answering your question, man.
Oh, I thought you finished.
Let me finish answering your question. Me not done yet. Secondly, I would like to say that unless you read the indictment, you won't know what this is about. This flurry of the media over this Trump thing and him being indicted and all this kind of thing doesn't mean anything.
No.
It doesn't mean a thing.
Hold on a little bit. Let me correct. Maybe you didn't understand me. I understand the indictment, you know, which, as far as they're saying, he faces more than 30 counts of business fraud.
I'm asking though, did you read the indictment? Did they read it for you then?
No, it is under seal, but I'm saying CNN would have reported. CNN reported that under seal, but hold on. But
you want to let CNN pull the fast one on you again, Ivor? We are a people who, during the course of our socialization, our minds have been constantly fed with deception.
Hold on. Let's do it. The news report, which is factual, saying that Trump will be arraigned in Manhattan court on Tuesday. They didn't give a time to say what time. I don't know. Maybe for security purposes and stuff. But it is known that he will be indicted in a criminal court on Tuesday. I don't think they're going
to... Hold on. Before you even go in first.
Yeah.
He has already been indicted. He's going in for his arraignment, which means he's going to walk into the court, they're going to read the indictment to him, and he's going to enter a plea. That's what the arraignment is.
Well, so that's happening on Tuesday. So this ain't all fools, and they're not fooling me for the first time, the second time around. These are what is... I only brought it here now to let you know. Maybe I was foolish. I'm not a commentary lawyer like Lynette. Lynette is a good commentary lawyer. I'm sorry that she feels like a bad woman this morning, that she said that she got horns in her head and she don't want to talk to nobody. I don't know what's going on. I am saying that all along, the one charge, just how they was making this, it was big about this hush money thing. I thought that itself would have been a charge. Only to hear in New York, it is not illegal to pay hush money. It is not illegal.
Unless it's to a government official for covering up violation of the law, then it's
well. But the one that Trump is involved with, but that was the big thing when I was like, I mean, this man paying off this woman, it is bribery. Why he bribing her? He this and that. Only to learn this week, it is not illegal. So they had me fooled here, I can tell you. They had me fooled
okay.
with that one. But the 30 counts okay. that they're going to charge him for business fraud and stuff. I want to know how we plead because, you know, Trump already here and he's done jumping out on the guy there. What's his name? Bragg, I think that was his name. The guy who bringing the charges. Yeah, they're
Bragg.
All over him already.
Yeah.
That's the name, right? Come in there.
Yes.
His
name is Bragg. The attorney
right.
This for Manhattan is Bragg, Alvin Bragg.
Right. Is you going to get a little light? Because I let people know, but I thought. I mean,
well,
that...
I think maybe you're making the mistake of attempting to prejudge what the charges are. There are 30 plus in the, possible charges that can be levied against Trump, and I think perhaps we should wait to hear what those charges are. I don't think they're saying it's illegal to pay the hush money other than if it's to cover up another crime. So let's wait before we make a judgment as to exactly what that is, what will take place on Tuesday at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock.
Oh, they put a time? I know they didn't put a
yes,
time. I didn't
yes.
read
it.
At 2 o'clock.
That
okay.
reported to be 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, but I'm going to try to tune in for that. I want to hear it live because that will be a first for president. But I know Trump is not all straight, so I don't hear nobody saying. Nobody's perfect, really, but I know Trump from his dealings. I used to like him back then when Don King used to promote boxing there at the Trump Plaza and all the stuff. But when he got on his TV show and you're fired and making mock with people and then took that into real life and stuff, I said, no, man, something's wrong with this guy. He treat people like dirt. You can't go wrong doing these things, especially in the presidential election. Man calling, referring to people lying in a shithole country and tell you what the hell you got to lose. Your schools are no good. You ain't no good. You're stupid anyway. So vote for me. What's the big difference? They man belittle people. I don't like that.
One thing, Ivor, that gives you a good look at the man's character, if you think about the Central Park Five, I think it's Central Park Five, those five black and brown youths who were arrested for the supposed rape of this white lady in the park. Remember,
right.
These boys were all exonerated with DNA results. You cannot get it any clearer than that. Yet
right.
Trump took out ads in which he claimed that these boys should be hung anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that tells you that the man's character is deeply, deeply flawed. Not just
yep.
in the way of how he deals with people, but what and how he sees himself. He has evidence of their not being guilty of a crime. Yet he took out an ad to say they should hang them anyway. So
yep.
who knows what crime this man has committed, thinking that he's above the law. Right, this is the same guy who said I could walk down whatever the high street is in New York
Fifth
and shoot
Avenue.
Somebody
Avenue.
And I will and no one will touch me, basically.
No,
so
let me quote him, right. Let me quote him. He said I can leave from here now and go down Fifth Avenue, shoot somebody, and I would not lose one vote. That man said that
he
and
would,
he got applauded.
Yeah, he would not lose one vote, meaning he feels
yeah,
that
that's
he,
what he,
should,
said.
He
yeah.
would. Yeah, he, it still is illustrative of his mindset and his mind way of thinking about things. If he feels that he can shoot somebody and would not lose a single vote, then what does that say?
I own you. I own you. I tell you what to say. You're going to still vote for me. You're crazy? No matter what I do, you're going to vote for me. I can shoot them right in front of you right now, and you will. He said that. You wouldn't vote. I wouldn't lose.
Could I make a comment when you guys finish?
Yeah, we're finished. We're going.
Okay. Now, for all you guys, all the things that you said about Trump, is this character and that character. Yet still, he was president of the United States between 2016 and 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, it follows then that Donald Trump's character is consistent with the socioculture of Western civilization that governs the United States of America.
I disagree.
When you are targeting Donald Trump and ignoring the fact that he is part of a sociocultural collective that shares his ideas, that shares his perception of other people, you are losing ground on your understanding.
Let me cut in because of time constraints. Donald Trump tried to defend his presidency for the second term, and the same Donald Trump that you're now trying to say is the way to go in America lost to Joe Biden. So you cannot make that statement wholly. He won against Hillary Clinton. Some may argue. You can't make that statement.
Donald Trump is right.
Let's go back and
what you're telling me.
I cannot hold solely he won because of that. Because some people are saying he won because he ran against Hillary Clinton. America.
I don't care what they say.
You guys are sitting here roasting Donald
Trump and then turn around and say honor to the prescriptions of the socioculture that shaped Donald Trump. That is his
hold on. You make the point. Give me a chance and then give Dennis a chance. I only hauled today to tell you, you cannot make that blanket statement. At the time, yes, he won. No, you're giving a reason why he won because that is the social culture of America. And I'm saying that some people would beg to disagree with you because some people
that's
say
okay.
He won because,
that's
let me finish.
Okay.
He won because Clinton, as a female, clearly America was not ready for a female president. Clearly she carried some baggages from her husband, Clinton. They make all kinds of reasons. So I cannot say Donald Trump won because of what you are saying. Because after that, the same culture still exists and he lost. Let Dennis come in and then you come back.
Ivor. Hillary did
yes.
not lose because America wasn't ready for a female president. Hillary lost because of the interference of the Russians who stole those emails and was able to influence a lot of people who remember for 10 years before Hillary ran for president, there was a group of people, mainly the Republicans, who had been demonizing Hillary from time that she attempted to work with her husband under the health care issue. And they did not stop, and they were very, very instrumental in attempting to besmirch her character. And this is the culmination of what happened with Donald Trump winning with the help of the Russians and, of course, a lot of that other...
I agree with you, and that email... And I'll come back.
So... Hillary was by far the most qualified person during that election cycle to have become president. Nonetheless, because of the factors that we've already party to, in fact, you know, the Russian assistance and other things, she lost. No, Donald Trump certainly did not win this election the merits of his offerings of what he can bring to this country. He won this election.
Saying something different. He won it because of the social, what did he say?
Well, I think he's saying that the inherent social pathology of this country where one group of
that's
people...
That's what he's saying. So I said, but he still turned and lost the next election, trying to get back in again, and will lose even more. I don't think he's going to get the Republican nominee anyway. So I'm just trying to panel with that to say that cannot be the way. It can't be the only way. He won then.
It's not the only way, I agree.
Mm.
There are factors involved.
He won.
Go ahead.
He won running a blatantly racist campaign.
Yes,
what's going to prevent him from winning, running and winning the same campaign again? After that,
he lost.
Every other white candidate is trying to bow down to Donald Trump, and that's why nothing will happen to him.
But
because he's playing a political game.
So you guys giving me these
white excuses for the prevalence of white supremacy. You're trying to tell me, oh no, it's not there.
No.
You guys are giving me these excuses as to why white supremacy does not play any role in this. It's been playing the same role for the last 600 years, and you can't see it. I don't know what else would make
no,
you
see you're going to have something else, though, Carlos. I'm not saying it doesn't
exist.
No,
I'm going to something
else.
I'm going to
you were saying why he won. But he lost.
After the so-called civil rights movement, a white man can come into America and become the president on a white supremacy, clearly racist campaign. And you want to make excuses?
Let me agree with you on this one hand. But what about he came back the second time and lost on it?
Yes.
So which one do you want to hold on to? Why would you want to hold on to the first one?
Presidents win and lose. Okay?
Right, so what?
Jimmy Carter won a presidency on his approach on a humanistic approach, and he lost the second time. All right.
Cardinal. One moment.
The presidency trying to render a humanistic approach to American society, the best that he can do as a white man, and he didn't win the election. So why don't you tell me now?
Cardinal, I agree with you that Jimmy Carter won the presidency for the right reason you stated. However, he did not lose the second time around because of that. He lost the second time around because of the Iran situation and the fact that the Republicans in that year had also quietly comments with the Iranians about if you release those hostage before Carter will win the election and we can promise to give you more. So the Republicans still had some dirty tricks going on, which was influential along with the Ayatollahs or the Iranian kidnapping of those Americans to win the election. So Carter did not lose because of the humanity that he displayed. He lost because of dirty tricks and other factors, which is so much eminent even to this very day in this coming election we're talking about. We have
He lost because Americans didn't see him as a person who was willing to use brute force to run over people and just say he is soft. You understand? he opted for negotiation. Let's talk with people. Let's resolve this amicably. And let's say, Americans say, you can't win another election. We got weapons over here that we can use brute force because we are the powerfulest nation in the world. So we can just go and bomb people out of existence that we've been doing for years. And if you're not willing to do that, you are not qualified to be our president. That's why.
Because a Texas Ranger gunman came in and sold it that I'm the man for you. Reagan came in and sold it. And then the Republican bought into him.
Exactly.
Putting things exactly.
Same sociocultural, same pattern of thinking that other people are less than we are. Same pattern. That's the same pattern on which Donald Trump went. Are you getting confused? Are you getting raised in school, are you? You understand?
Yes,
this shit been happening for 600 years. And you guys are acting now as if it just started to happen. Come on, man.
He did not win the second time around displaying the same kind of sociopathic behavior. But having said all of that, there is some sense of that indicating what you mentioned, physical, social, mental, psychological restraint, those are still in play today. And we can see that the fact that we have one segment of our society banning books, banning literature, banning history. We don't want to talk about history of Rosa Parks giving up her seat, being asked to give up her seat because she's black. She was asked to give up her seat, period. So we still have that type of attitude today. And this is why I don't think that the current crop of Republicans can ever go out there and win the presidency using that type of sociopathic and mental and psychological restraints that you so adequately described.
The thing is that, you know, we're playing musical chairs with this so-called attitude. That is the attitude. That attitude is the expression of a socioculture. That attitude is the expression of the psyche of a people, the single expression of individuals. Like I say, this has been happening now for the past 6 centuries. So there is really no, we call it a fight between Democrats and Republicans. Let me address that. There is no... The contest between the Republicans and the Democrats is not a it's not like a contest between good and evil, you know. It's a contest to determine, it's a contest about, it's a disagreement about what's the best way of preserving white supremacy. So as far as I'm concerned, the Republicans and the Democrats, they are on the same path.
No.
Okay, they're trying to reach the same objective.
No,
they're trying to reach the same objective, but they're saying the Republicans are saying let's do it this way. The Democrats are saying let's do the same thing. Let's do it the other way.
Nah,
it's like you and I, Ivor, coming from Charleston, I'm going to Fountain. You decide you're going to go to Catesby, and I decide that I'm going to come to camp. We end up in Fountain anyway. This just might take a different route. And that's the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. All of them have
Let there is anything, and then we're going to just close up. And that, anything
I vehemently did not disagree with Cardinal on the issue that the Democrats and the Republicans are the same. Because we know that with the Democrats, they are more in favor of things that will... You only have to look at their record. Just look at the record. Who is out there pushing and making laws to assist all the people of this country? It's the Democrats. What do the Republicans do? They go out there, they gerrymander, they voter suppress, all in the name of keeping power. Banned books talk about not speaking of the historical contributions of black people in the development of this country. So it's clear, there is a very clear line between Democrats and Republicans, and I think the Republicans are the ones who are found wanting every time. Back to you, Isaac.
Hear the children crying.
One love.
Hear the children crying.
One heart.
They in
give thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will be.
Gentlemen, we are getting very, very close to the end of this your Saturday morning show. First of April, it's April Fool's Day, folks. If you're going out there, remember, be mindful that somebody's going to try to get you, going to try to fool you. Kind of tried to fool us this morning by telling us why Donald Trump won. But we're not going to give him a second chance to fool us for the first time. Tomorrow, 6 to 9, we invite you to tune in to the Cricket Show, when we'll have the heavyweights on speaking cricket and more cricket, the game we all love so much. IPL is in full swing. The 40 tournament in the West Indies is in full swing. We'll hear much more about that. So, don't miss the birthday coming up at 7 o'clock. Coach's Corner at 6:30 with Jason Patel. And, of course, you two can be a part of the conversation. 515-605-9850. Push the one, you becomes audible. Dennis, your final words for the day. Dennis, final thoughts for the day?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Ivor. It was happy to be with the group on a Saturday morning, the awesomest entertainment show on a Saturday morning. And, of course, hearing the various thoughts and expression signifies and tells us exactly how entertaining this Caribbean Global Voice is. Thank everyone, and I want to wish everyone a very pleasant rest of the weekend and hope you can join us tomorrow on the Cricket Show. Thank you. Back to you, Matt.
Yes. Always a pleasure. Thanks to Leon this morning with his prayers, Sister Kathleen, Sister Barbara. Colonel, you have the final say.
Yes, it's a 649 pig in a bag. and all the rest of stuff, all of them mean trying to fool you. But I'm going to promise you, I have become too big a fool to be fooled by lesser fools. Thank you. And I hope that you will take that into consideration. So become a big fool like me. I had a great time this morning, the debate, the show in itself, and hoping that we are serving our listeners well. It's entertainment, it's excitement, it's whatever they come on the show to look for. And as long as you're enjoying it, I'll be enjoying it. So I'll be back here next week to do the same thing all over again. Even if we... Until then, have a great week. Again, I wanted to thank you Audley Watson for the birthday and an anniversary hour. And again, we're going to hope that those who are not feeling well to really get better. Those who have left folks to mourn, well, we want to say, keep your chin up. As my mother would say, you're born, you live, you're dead. What you do between birth and death, that's up to us. It was a pleasure indeed bringing this show to you. And again, we will be here next week Saturday in full force to bring you yet another Saturday morning entertainment show. We're out. Make it a great day, everybody, and may the rest of the day be the best of your day. I'll apologize for Mercury this morning. She was on with me earlier this morning.